Lesson 0A, the 60-second express check. A simple, practical check before using any soothing techniques, ensuring basic physical causes aren't missed. When a baby cries, an exhausted parent's mind often jumps straight to panic or complex techniques. Yet very often, the reason is a simple physical discomfort. Run through these 6 points from top to bottom before you begin soothing. 1. Hunger and feeding needs. Signs: your baby turns their head, opens their mouth, smacks their lips, sucks on their fists, or roots against your chest or shoulder. What to check? How long ago was the last feed? Babies sometimes get hungry earlier than expected, and that is completely normal. 2. Trapped air, burping. Signs: crying begins shortly, or 10 to 15 minutes after a feed. Your baby pulls their legs up to their belly, or wriggles uncomfortably. Hold your baby upright against your chest, with their head and neck supported, and gently pat or rub their back. What to do? Hold your baby upright against your chest and gently pat or rub their back from the bottom up for 2 to 3 minutes to help release trapped air. Remember, not every baby needs to burp after every feed. Do not force it or spend too long trying to extract a burp at all costs. 3. Diaper comfort and fit. Signs: sudden restlessness during sleep or quiet moments. What to check? Beyond checking if it is wet or soiled, check for leaks on the sides, overly tight side tabs, or any signs of skin irritation or redness from friction. 4. Hidden physical discomforts. Hair tourniquet, hair or thread wrap. This is rare, but worth a quick check if crying starts suddenly. Inspect fingers, toes, and the diaper area. A stray hair or thread can wrap tightly around digits or skin. If a finger or toe is red, swollen, bluish, or you cannot safely remove the hair, seek medical advice promptly. Clothing and tags. Check for scratchy clothing tags, twisted sleeves, or tight seams rubbing against sensitive skin. 5. Temperature, overheating versus feeling cold. How to check correctly? Touch the back of your baby's neck or chest. A newborn's hands and feet are often cool, so do not rely on them to gauge body temperature. What to look for? If the back of their neck feels hot and sweaty, your baby may be overheating. Remove a layer of clothing. If you suspect your baby feels unwell, always use a digital thermometer rather than relying only on touch. 6. Comfortable breathing. What to check? A little snuffling or dried mucus can make feeding uncomfortable. Check whether your baby's nose seems clear enough for them to feed calmly. Important: if your baby is breathing rapidly or with effort, making a grunting sound with each breath, turning blue or gray around the lips, or is too breathless to feed, seek urgent medical help right away. A quiet note from Martha. If you have walked through these 6 points, you have covered the most common everyday physical causes of crying. You can now move smoothly to Lesson 1 or Lesson 2. However, if the crying sounds unusual or intense, or if your baby is struggling to feed, seems unusually limp, has rapid or labored breathing, or if anything feels wrong to you, open the free Lesson 0B, Red Flags, right away and seek medical guidance.